Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shine in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss,
goodnight. You know I love you.
I love you too.
Not a princess, this ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell, this ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection, just the way it is. I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
Daytime After Dark. Okay, tonight is one of the nights where, you know, to be honest, you guys, I almost do not have a show tonight because in the wake of Steve Boutin's little, you know, quitting this week, you know, I feel like everyone is fucking divided. You know, a lot of the Liaison fans and a lot of great people and people are just tuning on each other, and I hate it. And, you know, you guys, let me put you at ease tonight, or let me try. You know, yeah, we might only have Steve for a couple of months, more months. But let's not do a countdown, please. Because I don't think that is going to be helpful. After I saw the promo today that was on Entertainment Tonight's website, and don't give me crap, by GoET website. You know, I'm excited for Zenner Hospital. You know, I want to put in the back of my mind and our face that one of the greatest guys ever to come into daytime is leaving and breaking my heart in two. And I don't want to hear what's going to happen scenario calling, because I can't take that questioning right now. This hurts so much inside still. But I'm not angry at Steve. I'm not Bill. I'm not whatever. I'm not mad at him. Do I feel like later on we will get a story? Yeah, I do. You know, do I really, you really want me to play? That song 54,000 times for you guys, I will. Just because Steve's leaving doesn't mean he's going back to that little bitch that deserves to die. You know, my feelings on it are so differently from my friends, even maybe my two co-hosts at times. You know, at the end of the day, I feel Layton is coming back to us. We might, you know, have them for like a certain time, then maybe. But you know, fuck the spoilers. Don't listen to all the spoilers. Don't listen to the magazine. Don't listen to whatever is driving you to make you scared to not enjoy this show anymore. You know, Steve leaving, I get that. I'm heartbroken. I am more than anyone, probably. But you guys, listen, Carly. This is my voice of reasoning. I'm not even yelling at you guys. It's all going to be okay. And if it's not, then we are all fucked. But I believe deep down my heart, Jason and Liz are going to have their time. And you know what I'm angry about? You know, 4 years. We should have had 4 years. But okay, let's step back from the 4 years. Let's step back from everything we are feeling tonight. Every anger. Let's have a great show. Wow, I'm actually getting calls. Wow. Okay. I'm going to bring on Kathy first. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Carly.
Hey.
How are you?
That's not a safe question, remember?
Okay.
That is not a safe question. People say that's how I am, you know, until like Christmas time or I don't know. Yeah, you know, I just wish Steve could have announced it later than this week, you know. And then Terry is on the line. Yay! Terry? Terry?
Hello? You know what?
Yeah?
I started a comment on Facebook, General Hospital. Oh, it's becoming hot right now. It's like there's 48 comments already.
Good. Okay, good or bad? Good.
Hopefully now Jason and Liz can finally get the ending to this story that they finally over, after over a decade deserved. And I swear, I swear it's hot right now. Everybody keeps, it's always the same people. It's like never ending. It's like debate after debate. You know, we try to prove, you know, we try to just, people on here are actually like defending what I've been saying on this thing.
Well,
you know,
you know what? Like I told you,
it was just me on here. I was like trying to.
I know, but Big says I told you not.
You know, the thing is, I try to tell them on here. If you're not a liaison fandom, you're not going to ever understand.
Exactly, they aren't. They are not. Oh, and I need to bring on. Oh, yeah, if anyone wants to be brought on, press 1. So, press 1. Keep going what you were saying.
No, I'm just saying that it doesn't matter. Well, I'm reading along, and somebody goes, I think this person I've been debating or have been going on back and forth saying, what do you guys want to get? You want to get something now, like an ending now when he's just got that, not that long or whatever. What did she say? No.
You know, okay. You know what? Fuck what she says.
Something,
fuck it, no.
What do you hope to happen? Steve is leaving the show. Do you want them to get together just to break up? Is that...
Okay. Whatever your name is, go fuck yourself.
For me, it does not matter. If it is for a month or a couple weeks, as long as we get our ending, I will be satisfied.
You know what? Will you stop posting and things, please?
I just commented.
You know what? I'm done with this damn thing.
I'm not mean or anything.
I am done with this damn thing.
I'm done. I'm not once, but they're just pissing me off because we can't even be hopeful.
We have every right to be hopeful, and we have every right to be fucking positive.
Somebody said something. Oh, Jason, she was scared for Jason.
Oh my God! Okay, I don't want to hear the negativity.
And I go at Crystal. Liz never was afraid of Jason being.
Okay, I don't want to hear the negativity from her.
She was even willing to finally be with him, and vice versa.
Okay, big sis, are you listening?
Yes. What?
I don't want the negativity.
I could vent, right? I haven't been on the show for a long time.
Okay, but why are you even giving them the time of day? Why are you giving him the time of day?
I'm not giving them. I'm being positive on here. I'm not saying anything bad.
No. Why aren't you answering it? Question. That's what I would like to know.
I'm just
angry. There's a lot going on, and... You know, I just feel that, like, the other side is fucking should just get over it and die and help Sam die. Oh, you know, help Sam Zabafa Wilson kill himself. What did you think about that?
I'm sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. I'm right here on Facebook right now on my iPhone.
Okay, get off Facebook.
I'm addicted to the... No, I'm checking my Facebook, my, you know, whole thing right now.
If anyone wants to go on, press 1, but you know what? I don't care. I know we will get a couple, and I'm not going to... I am not going to let them win. Hey, Audrey!
Hey!
I am very proud of you.
I am very proud of you.
No.
You should be.
You know. By the way, I know you asked if I was okay on Facebook. No. But that's okay. It's hard to do a show like this. When you know not everyone is going to call in tonight because of all this, and it's a very hard show. Tia, what were you going to say?
What?
Terry?
iPhone in my room. What?
Okay, put your iPhone.
I'm looking at my comments on Facebook from friends.
Okay, Kathy, what do you think of?
What's funny is that you could say something positive to the liaison fans, yet other people have to come in there and ruin it.
Well,
you know?
I know, but that's always happened.
But the thing is they do that. They're the ones who seek you out. So you just don't even.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Don't even acknowledge them.
I'm just commenting to the people that agree with me. That's all. No, I don't do that. I ignore people. But when it comes to the point where they're, like, being very, not very good at their debate, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, they have never. They are 15 years old, still in the sandbox. What do you expect?
Do that, you know, when it's something that I feel passionate to debate about. But I don't normally do that. And you know that, Carly, I'm not one to argue, right? You know
I know that for a fact. So, yeah. Kathy, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I watched all the shows today. I'm up to date. Everything was good. General Hospital was great today.
Cool. You know what, you guys? I saw the most greatest, promo today. About everything. And I was getting excited. I was jumping up and down. I almost sprained my ankle while doing that. I'm clumsy, you know. I'm really, really good at being clumsy. But I'm excited. I'm excited. I mean, calm and crazy, which a lot of people do. And delayed. Hi, Delane. Hi, always. Delane, what's Illinois? Oh, yeah. There's a thunderstorm coming. Illinois, so. Audrey, how about the Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney concert?
Oh, it was wonderful.
I expect a full report. Thank you very much.
I will say Tim McGraw is a very sexy man. Faith is a very lucky woman.
Oh, and by the way, Country Weekly is doing an article with them called Family First. Go pick it up. I bought 2 copies today. Don't ask me why I buy 2 copies. But how was Kenny? Because,
I'm very good. Kenny was very good. I've seen him last year, so I really went for Tim because I hadn't seen him before. And I hadn't seen Tim before.
Oh, Zach Owen.
I could do
Zach Owen in back of the call if given the chance.
He's very hot. But Tim just put on an awesome show, and I didn't have my phone on me. Well, I hadn't seen him before, so I didn't know. And he was nonstop, and I didn't have my phone on me, so I couldn't record it. I was going to look for my phone.
Oh, I know. I saw that, and I forgive you.
Yeah, I was mad at myself because it was like, oh, shoot.
I know.
But,
I saw Tim and Faith twice. I saw Tim McGraw and Lady A a couple of years ago. So I've seen Tim like 3 times and I love him. I haven't seen Kenny Chesney yet, only because his ticket prices are so crazy. And Kathy, how did you like the Bruce Springsteen concert?
Oh, he was fantastic. He was unbelievable for his age and the things he can do and bend and move and everything. He's unbelievable. It was great.
I saw Springsteen years ago, and yeah, he is very good. He's very.
Yeah, he was great.
I think Bruce Springsteen is awesome. Um, Also, and I am very happy, you guys, because I get to go see Martina McBride. I get to see you in 2 weeks. Yeah.
She's very good.
I am so looking forward to it. Well, it's not a field that is here, and so I'm going by myself, which I don't mind going to concerts by myself, but, you know, if I have my little person from California, she will be going with me. Are you listening, California? Terry?
Yes?
Terry, put down the iPhone. Put down the iPhone. Okay, so, oh, and by the way, you guys, check out Taylor Swift's new video. We never, ever, ever getting back together ever again. It just debuted today. It was funny. You know, Taylor did not take my advice when I said she should use Jason, Morgan, and Sam McCall for the video.
Okay.
I'm sorry, tonight is not a normal daytime after dark show, only because you're thinking, okay, Carly's losing it. She's talking about jumping from one place. Okay, I'm avoiding the issue, and I don't care. I don't care if avoiding the issue right now is, you know, bad or good. Oh, and I want to say congratulations to Tori Spelling and Dean. They have their little boy today. And I also want to say congratulations to Zuliana and Bill Winstick. They have their little fan, Duke last, I think his name is Duke Edward, something like that, last night. I want to say I'm really, really sorry about Robin Roberts' mom that passed away today. When, you know, next week she's getting that bone meal. And, oh, and if anyone wants to know the fall lineup TV premiere dates tonight, I have a list of those. So does anyone want to know when the shows are coming back? The fall shows? Any fall shows? You guys tell me.
I know mine comes back September 24th, so... September 11th is Sons of Anarchy, and then September 24th is Castle, so I'm happy.
Okay, well, Kathy, you here, right?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're not talking, which is not normal for Kathy people.
I'm quiet.
I know. Okay, Kathy, also The Voice is coming back on the 10th.
But it's against it goes against Dancing with the Stars.
I know, but if I had to see Kimo or Blake, Blake!
I know.
I knew you were going to choose Blake.
I know.
Well, I know.
Are you really going to watch Dancing with the Stars this year?
Yeah, well.
Season, whatever.
Okay, and then September 11th, that's Laura White's birthday, my favorite holiday in the world. Her birthday is September 11th. I got to get a birthday card sent out for her. Yes, I do. Parenthood comes back on September 11th, Kathy.
Does Private Practice too, or is that going to be later?
No, okay, what other shows do we watch? Terry, is there any shows you want to know about is coming back in one?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're not even listening to me.
I'm listening. I was just...
If I would say I was pregnant with Spinelli's sire, you would not even know.
No, you said something about my favorite shows. I've been kind of keeping up on my shows because
no,
on my iPhone
I
have...
Do you want to know any Pacific, when any fall shows are coming back?
I have a feeling most of my the shows I like are like October, like Vampire Diaries, I believe, October.
October.
And some of my shows end of September.
Oh, that's a Winnie that you like? That's a Winnie?
What?
Winnie?
Oh,
you
know, I hope that's not going to be
was
opposite.
Canceled. Ringer was canceled.
Ringer was
canceled. The Ringer was canceled.
I stopped watching that.
Oh, and I call this, Kathy, September 25th, private practice come back.
Oh, good. I like that one.
Yeah, September 26th for any law and order SVU people. Me. I love SVU. I'm sick in LA. It's coming back on the 26th. The 27th, Kathy, we are going to love it because Grace comes back.
Oh, good. I like that. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Terry,
yes.
Friends, I hate when you say yes like that.
I said yes. Yes. Isn't it coming back just for a few? Is that going to be like whole season, right? Or is it
I'm not sure.
This is the last season for Friends.
I love that show. God, I'm going to miss that show so much. That's like my favorite.
Okay. So, Friends comes back on the 28th, but you know what else comes on the 28th? We're making Carly a very happy Carly.
What's that?
Blue Bloods.
Yay! Oh, yeah. I love that show, too. It's probably going to be...
Terry and me, The Good Wife comes back on the 30th.
Oh, yes.
Do you think she went back in the house with Peter, or do you think that she didn't go walk in the house? Remember how she did season finale? She looked back like if she was going to go back to her family, you know? Do you think that she did or no? I wonder.
I hope she didn't, but because I'm a Will and Alicia fan.
Me too. I love Will and
They're going to probably prolong that. You know,
I hope. Yeah, of course.
We got another call. 508, you're on the air.
So nothing big happened in the world of soaps this week?
Okay, I'm avoiding it.
Let's be real. You can't avoid it. How do you have a show and not talk about it? Let's be real.
I know.
Okay, that's why I'm talking about everything but.
Because
I
don't
think
to talk about
it. You were gonna hear about my new sex dream with Bradford and Brandon if I had to go that way, okay?
No, I'm not. No, I don't want to hear about sex dreams with Bradford and Brandon. No.
But it was really hot. Okay,
you
behave. Okay, I'm just saying, okay, fine, we will talk about the soaps, but can we all agree that's not really, really, does anyone really want to talk about the Steve Burton answer, really? Does anyone?
All you can say is it's bittersweet. That's all you can say.
Oh, I can say a lot more than that. You wanted me to call, Carly. Here I am. His timing could not be worse. The show was at a critical point. I don't fault him for leaving. He's a grown man. He can do what he does. Okay? It's his right to leave. But he could pick the worst timing when that show was at critical point. And it's BS.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Let's not even get into whether we're getting...
I agree with that, too.
Let's not even get into storyline.
I mean, I agree with it. Because I was just thinking earlier, like, he stayed for... Because people have been saying he's wanted to leave for 7 years.
And that's true. I believe that.
House. I'm like, yeah, but for 7 years?
If you want to leave,
you know? I mean...
My thing is that,
you know, he stayed through all the other crap, and then we're getting back to where we want to be...
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, and this is why. If he had chosen, look, whenever Steve Burton chose to leave, whether it be last year, tomorrow, next year, it's going to be sad because I adore him for 21. I knew him before he got to GH, okay? Number one. Number two, I don't fault him for leaving, but you stuck around for 4 mother effing years while they had an agenda, and now you choose to leave? No,
right. That's
not cool. And if anybody doesn't like it, they can go pound themselves, okay? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
We finally get rid of the agenda regime. We're about to get what we want, and it's clear as day. My blind eyes could see we were getting liaison, and now he walks. You know something? I wouldn't have liked it if he left a year ago, but I would have been like this. Bravo, Steve. You took a stand. They decimated your character.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Oh, yeah. I would have been okay if they had if they hadn't been teasing and leading back to Liz and Jason, I would have been okay. I think we all would have been okay.
And let's not forget, it came out of his mouth. It's in written. You can go back 2 years when we won the Super Cup with SmackDown. He said, best story never told.
Right.
And this bullshit about family, look, I don't believe, I don't have any doubt his family comes first. Of course it would. But you know what he did? I just thought he's still planning to tour with poor Chuckles.
Yep, yep.
And he's doing a project with the woman who nearly took down General Hospital. So why
don't
I hear this whole crap
about
him?
That's what I don't get.
Well,
why?
I was people were saying watch him end up on Y&R, but I don't know if he would do that.
I don't think so. And you know something, like I said, and another thing, he knew he was leaving a month ago at the fan club weekend when he blew smoke up everybody's ass. Because it doesn't matter that his house only sold in 8 weeks. The length of time it took for his house to sell is irrelevant. When he and Cherie sat down to sell that house, he knew he had one foot out the door. Now, having said that, if Gio bent over backwards and licked its own ass, he'd stay. He left that option open, but he knew he was leaving. Furthermore, he's had half the fucking summer off. He's been with his family this goddamn summer. I don't want to hear it.
Nope.
I'm angry, too. I think the timing is...
The time, see, if he wants
shit.
To leave, if he wants to at least stay through the... What kind of story can we possibly get? And how wide of him to stay a couple of weeks into October to wrap up a story? Well, how gracious of you.
I know.
So basically, it's wrapping the baby story. That's what they're
going to
do.
No, but no matter what it is, and this is another thing, and not only, and I feel terrible for Ron and Frank because he left them, and this is another thing I saw on Twitter that pissed me off. The show isn't about one character. Well, of course not, but let's go through the motions. He's Jason Quartermain. He's been in the mob for 15 years. He's Elizabeth's love for 13 years. He's even attached to the skank, Spinelli and Carly. I just named 6 storylines he's the anchor of. So you
right.
tell me what one person is going to do.
Don't forget Sonny.
I said Sonny.
Oh, you did.
Somebody was saying backwards.
You cut out.
McCullough didn't carry story.
You're cutting out.
It didn't matter if she went. If she was just referring or whatever. She didn't... The show didn't revolve around her. The show revolved around Ethan and Sonny. Let's be honest.
And they made it that way. Exactly. So when someone gets on Twitter and says it's not about one person, of course it's not. But when we're not talking about Max or Milo taking off. This is Jason freaking Quartermain Morgan. Give me a damn break.
Right.
Yeah. Now that you're saying this, it is about... Because he's, like, so out of the show. You know? And Jason, he's leaving at the very bad time.
At the worst, this show is at a critical juncture. It could go one way or another. And don't tell me that Steve Burton isn't enough to tip it in the other direction. I'm not that dumb.
Really?
Well, it feels like, I'm not being negative, Carly. I'm just expressing how I first heard the news. It felt like. Man, you know, you gave all that to the fan base, but, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
like liaison fans can't win. It doesn't matter. We can't win for anything, you know.
And let's talk about the J-Sam friends for a minute. I guarantee you they don't know jack shit about him. All they know is what he's been with Sam. They don't know his life, his history, his career.
All right.
Telling you, I, to this minute, haven't even watched it since Tuesday because I've been in a funk for 4 friggin' days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got to watch
him. You know what? Always be true. It's never been interviewed. You know, always be true. You know, they tell me it's done. Okay, about the baby, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, that couple has been dead in the water, regardless of anything. Okay? And I know you might like Sam, and I know you might like Jason, but that couple is done. You know, but this, say hi to Mr. McBain.
And you know how you know that story's done? As much as I'm going to need a bucket, next week they're going to do a whole thing about reflecting. That's their nail in that coffin, and they're moving on. Because,
exactly.
First of all,
they're dedicating the whole episode to that.
She has to move
yes.
on. Like, Steve is leaving, okay? They've already said the divorce word, so what sense would it make to put him back with Sam when she's going to have to move on with McBain after that?
Yep,
Dave
on radio is here.
Hi.
Hi, I love you, Steve.
I'm sorry, I can't get that name right now.
Oh, sorry. Well, she was in the cell for a minute, but I don't say hi to her. I'm not a good host, Kitty.
You know what? Just feel like we have been cheated. I just feel like now that he's going, I really feel cheated. Like,
well, yeah.
It makes me want to cry because I've never been so invested in a couple. Watching soap operas, and all my other shows, I've gotten my couples. They've been together. They've broken up. They've gotten together, you know, and they ended going into the sunset together. But with Liz and Jason, it's just like I have been tugged at the heartstrings.
You guys, Jerry, hold on. I just won 760 and 732. You're on the air.
Hey. Take it back, Carly.
All right, Samantha. Who?
Wait, who's on there?
No, take it back. I was just, because my phone was out, because I have severe storms and thunder tornado warnings and watches and all kinds of stuff going on, so my phone keeps going up. But take it back. I never said I was a complete fan, never claimed to be Jason fan. I am just a General Hospital fan in general, and I was just telling you that's what the interviews and the hot sheets and everything shows coming
you
up
know
for
what?
Next week. It's about
being
sick in the hospital and the baby coming back with Taya.
Well, so you know what? I could care less about that because I don't think it's going to be
First of all, let me just interject. Excuse me, Carly, I'm interrupting.
Remember your second in command. You can.
Well, first of all, as far as that baby coming back, that's no big surprise. We knew it was coming back from the minute she put it in the fucking planter's box and fertilized the damn thing.
Yep. Okay, Candace is on my air. Amanda's here, but I don't know that 760 number.
That's
you want to say hi?
That's Samantha. She said hi, but she's too soft for our big mouth.
Hi, Sam. Okay, Sam, can I see your name, please?
It's
no,
delayed.
I'm kidding.
It's delayed.
Oh, delayed. Okay. But I'm being funny. Oh, and Catherine, who is the name I cannot mention because Carrie might kill me, is on the air, too.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Not bad.
Hey, everybody.
It's a bad week, but not bad.
And let me just get one more rant out of the way. If I see another person ask who Liz can be paired with 5 minutes after he leaves, if you can think about that now, then you're not a true liaison thing, because then you just made her
yeah,
so
okay.
Well, those are Liz fans. I mean, I'm a Liz fan first, so Liz fans are going to...
But you know something? You can be a Liz fan, and she can be a single, strong woman and stand up to everybody and move on in time, because who knows if the show's even going to last 5 minutes after he leaves anyway.
Exactly. So
a lot of people are upset. A lot of Liz fans are upset because, you know, they screwed Ewan over. They made him crazy.
But maybe they didn't screw him over.
But it, the way it looks, it's like they were doing it because they wanted to do Jason and Elizabeth, and now he's leaving. So it kind of dwindles her options down. So it's just people just, they're just ranting. They're just, they need to get their feelings out. They, whatever. So as a Liz fan, I don't particularly want her in another relationship right away, but I also don't want her to be nurse number two at the nurse's station.
Well, see, I said that to someone, because I talked to someone the other day. They said they want her top billing, and I says, look, if they're going to see fit to put her top billing, they're going to do it whether she's with a man or not. They're going to see
exactly.
For the gem that she is, whether she's shacking up with someone else or not.
Yep. Right. Oh, and Carrie, remember your voice. I don't want you to lose your voice, sweetie, so maybe.
Oh, it's gone, please.
See, hey, I love all you guys. I'm protective of you guys' voice. I mean, I live mine daily. As Terry, don't I live my voice daily?
I mean,
yeah, and I can't afford to lose my voice if I send that, because it's my job. I have to deal with customers at work, so if I were to lose my voice, would be a felony.
I love you, Steve. I mean, Catherine, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to just call you the nice call that always comes in and support me. Just because I do not want Carrie to come to Seattle and kill me. And, she probably would.
It's okay. I mean, I picked that name a long, long time ago when I first signed on Twitter. And I don't really have any plans on changing it, but if I need to, I will.
Look, I love Steve, too. I'm just very disappointed. I feel he's... Look, I'm going to put it right out there. And if anybody don't like it, then they have to block their ass. I feel he's being selfish, and not even because of Liaison. The damn show that provided him a healthy living for 21 years is at a critical point, and he could have done this either before or after, and that's just my feeling, and I'm not going to change it.
I know. That's
okay.
I believe that he has a right to their own opinion, and they have a right to express their own opinion. So,
if he's waited 7 years to go to Tennessee, what's another few months? Really? And he's been home half the summer with his family. They've been docked every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is now the kids are in school down there, so it's he can't pull the kids back and forth.
They could stay there with their mother, and he could come every 2 weeks like he's been doing.
That's what he wanted to do. I personally think that maybe he already had his mind made up. They were negotiating, which means he was there was slim possibility that he might resign. I think he wanted something that they weren't willing to give him, and then he didn't get what he wanted.
And you know something? I applaud that, because Steve Burton is not a solo act. If he wants too much, that affects... What about Becky Herb? She's a mother of 3 kids. Should everybody bend over to accommodate him? No. If he was being unreasonable, then you need to leave, because is that fair to Becky Moe, even Kelly Monaco, for that matter? He's not a stand-up solo act. You tape with people and crew. And if he wanted to sit, the rumor I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but let's say for the sake of argument it's true, he wanted to come in 1 week a month. That's bullshit.
I'm just saying that it was possible. It was possible that's what he wanted, that he wanted something like Anthony Geary has, and they weren't willing to work with him.
Actually, I bet they would. If he said, can I have 4 months left to go do a project and come back, they would have done it. Because if they were willing to do it for Kimberly McCullough, why wouldn't they be willing to? Frank Valentini is on record as saying he would pretty much lick his own butt for Kimberly. Why wouldn't he do it for Steve?
I think he would have.
Of course he would have. Because look at the crater that they had this umbrella storyline going, and he's made their life a living hell.
Yep.
Well, and not only that, but he didn't let them announce that he would have ended this interview. I mean, anybody else that did that would have gotten slapped on the wrist. No.
And actually, I believe, I'm a sinister person, I believe he was waiting to see what was happening with his Jill Farron Phelps project. That's why he left all doors open.
Guys, we're also forgetting something really important here, too, and that is that I believe somebody said last week here that Steve would only stay on if they didn't renegotiate his contract or give him the money that he wants to stay on.
Then let's take that. If he was asking for too much money in this day and age when everybody's taking pay cuts, I still say shame on him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Nancy Lee Grand did it. It was right after Ron Moss quit or whatever happened with him when he didn't want to take a pay cut. And she did a tweet saying that, you know, actors are really – she was basically criticizing anybody who didn't take a pay cut.
Yep.
And we all thought she was talking about Ron Moss. But somebody brought it up and said maybe she wasn't talking about Ron Moss. Maybe she was talking about Steve Burke.
She
hasn't talked about anybody, though.
And, you know, because it was like we all make a lot of money. They do make a lot of money. And she was we can survive if we take a pay cut. You know, and Steve is very, very much a money man. I mean, he does that pyramid scheme and all that stuff, and he's very much a money man. I like Steve, don't get me wrong, but I have my problems with him as well. So.
And you know another thing that I just heard? You know what he said to, now he's leaving General Hospital, but you know what he's not leaving? Port Chuck. You still want to ride the coattails of General Hospital.
It's Jill Farron Phelps and James Franco. They're going to...
Okay, everyone on the show knows how I feel about Franco, and I will do it again.
I can't stand him. I don't even think he's that good.
I mean, either. That movie that he was in, Terry, you saw it, didn't you?
Which one?
The bicep, you know, the one that he was building a cable.
No, I... see that I saw the one where, oh God, the other one, it was a science fiction one, the recent one about the apes, the Planet of the Apes one or something.
Mm-hmm. They did a remake.
I saw that one. That was actually pretty good. I mean, I liked it. I mean, you know, I mean, I liked that movie, so.
Well, he's got that one coming out about, it's like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz where he plays the wizard, where you see how he became the wizard. But that was originally supposed to be Robert Downey Jr. that was playing that role. So I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know what happened with Downey. That's my man, Robert Downey.
Well,
man. I don't know what happened with him
Downey
and dropping
Jr.
him. That's my man. I will fight for him. But anyways, he's my future husband. He just doesn't know it. But
honey, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is married, right?
I know, and he just had a baby. I'm just, him and Christian Bale.
Hey, people remind me about Bradford's wife every day, okay? So I just feel like I had to tell you because people tell me all the time, too, and ruin my day.
Oh, I love his wife. I think she's adorable.
Oh, yeah,
she's
a
really good couple, and I'm so happy for him for getting his wife back together. I'm just...
Oh, yeah, that was...
Yeah.
But I saw a movie with some of you guys, and I'm not kidding. I was falling asleep. I was like, I'm like, okay, Franco, you're pissing me off, and I fell asleep.
Well, I never really liked him.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, we're talking about Robert Downey Jr. How do we get that?
Okay.
No, I mean, Carrie, I love it that you are on point tonight.
I just almost hit my face with my shoe. God, taking my shoes off my tennis and they hit my glasses, my shoe. It really knocked me out, man. Into my glasses were on. You know, I'm serious. My shoe. I was lying on my bed and I was taking my shoes off and it fell on my face. My shoe. Luckily, I have my glasses on.
Stuff
out.
Like
I have
that
black
all
eyes.
The time.
I have a black eye right now. I go to work and they're like, "What the heck happened to you?" Getting if I'm now my glasses feel like they're kind of off. Yeah, it was hard, man. I almost hurt my nose.
Okay, but. Can I tell them on air what happened to us when you were here?
I don't remember.
We were watching TV in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
And you. May I?
Yeah, you have to be there, though, but, you know.
Okay, so we were watching TV, and I have a headboard that, you know, is very, very hard, and... See,
yeah, you're the one that started laughing, not me.
Okay, see, was like moving her pillow, and she hit her head on that little backbone, and I started laughing, you guys, but I know that's mean to me.
I think you started laughing because it sounded funny, but it wouldn't
it
have been funny.
It sounded so funny.
It wouldn't have been funny if I had a concussion or something.
Oh,
like,
no,
like,
that
yeah,
would not be funny.
Your tennis shoe was really hard. It was a thick shoe.
AY, yeah. 127 out. That's the movie I was thinking about. Thank you, Alyssa. Let's see. We lost the caller, Amanda. I think we lost Amanda. Amanda, call back in. We are not scary.
Well, she's going through thunderstorms right now, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, Alyssa goes, I'm so mad at Steve Burton. I can't even fantasize about him anymore. I will probably look at Steve with his suit off because I'm a total hypocrite. Sorry, Carrie.
I'm not going to give up on General Hospital, but I'm kind of like, I don't even want to watch it until after, like, just let him leave, and then I'll start watching it again.
Well, and yeah, and I said to Shiloh and them, I said, no, I'm not going to give up. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm not going to give up because, hey, it was his choice to leave. And like I said, as mad as I am, it's his choice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it out on everybody else. But I just
well, you know what, and like I was talking later on about this, I think. And, you know, when Becky got fired, we were in Let's Get Her Back on This Fucking Show. She was blah, blah, blah. With this?
Well, and that's like I said to Kali the other day. I said, I wish this was ABC's fault because at least we'd have somebody to fight. We can't fight his own decision.
Yep. But, you know, it's just for me, you know, because I got the news. Someone on this phone call woke me up at 7 in the morning. And who knows, Kali is not a morning person. Later on, am I a morning person?
No, you're just like me. You hate morning.
Okay.
was it a call
Terry?
Or was it a text?
No, Terry, am I a morning person?
No, I'm not a morning person either.
Okay, so my phone rings, and at first I thought it was my grandma. And grandma, if you're listening, I don't mean this, but I really do mean this. Well, I'm like, okay, if this is grandma calling me at 7 in the morning, I am not fucking answering the phone. I'm going to go back to sleep. But I saw it part of the number. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I knew it was Kathy. I knew it. I'm like, I go, okay, maybe something happened to Billy, or maybe something forgot happened to who. I better take the call. And
oh,
so
you already knew about it when I texted you then, right?
Yeah. I was.
You
asked
where did I hear it from? So I thought you hadn't heard about it.
Oh no, I did, but you know, I was in my denial state that I was recovering from the. I was recovering from the bathroom because Kathy told me this, and I'm like, okay, Kathy, I gotta go. I go on the computer. And even though I got blocked from ABC Substantive Twitter, I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to look because of Wizard. If saying this happened, then I'm fucked.
But I was telling you who said it. I was trying to tell you who said it. It was Steve that said it.
Hello?
I'm trying to explain that to you.
Well, she got mad at me. Well, I texted her.
I was crying.
Where did you hear this from? She goes, where did you hear this from? And I said, honey, Steve gave an interview with TV Guide. And you're like, well, I don't like TV Guide. That guy's a liar. It's probably not true.
I was mad.
That's what she said to me. I said, Steve gave an interview with TV Guide.
Okay, I'm not going to fight it because it's true. He's leaving the show, but you want to believe that he's saying,
So the worst thing is, then, my mom called me, and my mom's like, I'm like, you saw you are, but you're sitting down. I'm like, am I sitting down? Why? And she goes, is this film reported Steve Butch and Crit on the ET website? I'm like, yeah, Mom, I know, Mom. I'm going to go back in the bathroom.
And I'm so skeptical. I thought to myself, I noticed how he didn't announce it the day before on the 13th year anniversary of Liaison.
Well, I know. That's what I was thinking, too.
In all fairness, we're fans, and we will get it from a different point of view than they do. I mean, he's
you know,
not
but,
thinking,
and
I'm
just,
screwing over the
table. Oh, and my friends on the phone, it wasn't like I didn't believe you guys. It was so early in the morning, and people know what a non-morning person I was. And that was, like, almost telling me that, I don't know, my cat died or something because I haven't cried about it yet. I'm, like, in the state of, okay, this did not happen. I called Leighton, and both of us are like, okay, let's go back to sleep. Wake us up from this bad, bad dream we are in.
Well, like you said, Audrey, it's the timing for the show. And plus, of course, on a bigger level, it's the show. But us as Liaison fans, we were just getting what we wanted.
Yeah. See, I guess because I had stepped back from the show for so long, and I kind of, I'm still a Liz and Jason fan, but I kind of had to let go of some of those feelings because of how many times we've been screwed over. I mean, I was literally having anxiety attacks because of a soap opera, a fictional couple. I was like, I got to stop this. I can't.
Well, that was me this week. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So I had to step back from it. So when it was announced, yes, I was bittersweet. I wanted to cry all day that Tuesday or whenever it was announced. But I'm okay now because I'm not as invested in them as I once was. When it really pissed me off was the first time he did this was when he got that movie. It was at the Faces of Deception storyline, and we were just about to get them, and he had to go do that movie. That's when I was the most pissed off when he did this. It's not like this is the first time he's done this.
Yep.
You know.
And like you said, and when you put it into context of what he stayed through for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, okay, you stayed through an agenda, and now the agenda's over, and you're leaving. And it makes it, you know, it just, not that it's true, but it gives the Jason and Sam fans more ammunition.
Validity.
And it's like, you know, fuck you, asshole. I mean, that's almost like what it feels like, you know. And it's
like you said, it's his choice. And of course, nobody would expect him to put his family behind a show, fans. But couldn't you just give us a couple more months?
Or at least wait until April for the 50th anniversary.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
The egotistical fool is going to be back for the 50th. I'm sure of it.
Yep.
Well, that's the thing. He can always come back. I'm sure they're going to leave it open where he can come back.
I actually hope they put him in prison.
But the thing is, I think, you know, what is a couple of months? I mean, you know, I was thinking about it because I was thinking about, they wanted to move before the school year started, blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking about what my parents forced us. Yes, people, they forced us to move to Seattle, but it was the middle, it was February. So, you know, we were halfway through the school year. And did I want to do that? But now thinking back on it, I kind of glad they did because, you know, it gave us a little more time to say goodbye, blah, blah, blah. And then I kept thinking about Steve. I'm like, a couple, and you know what? I wish he never announced it until later. That because I feel like, even though I'm not like everyone because I'm crazy, you know, I try and tell myself what I'm asking. Forget that I know he's leaving, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying all of you guys are bad for not watching him right now. No, I'm not saying that. I just try and put that out of my little head.
Well, I want to do that eventually this weekend. But, you know, and of course, I have no right to speak for him. Okay, his kids are in school. The kids and the wife could have stayed there. He has enough money to commute. They have all this time off. And they're going to be at school anyway. He's been away from them 2 weeks at a time through the summer.
Yeah.
Then he goes back.
You know, I remember my dad when he moved up here for 2 years without us, and he commuted. Okay, it's 4 hours. It was 4 hours. It was in like Tennessee and California, but he commuted for 2.5 years, and then he and my mom said, okay, they had enough about commuting, and as much as they did not want to break our house and make us move here, they had to do it for their mirrors. But they waited 2 years. What kills me, that Steve's wife could have waited for 5. And I'm not blaming her, but I'm like, this, wait for 5 months, you know?
Well, you know, and we play devil's advocate here because 4 hours is different than...
Oh, I know. I know.
You know, I mean, Tennessee is on the East Coast.
I know.
LA's on the West Coast. So it's a completely different situation. And
but when you think about it, 4 hours by plane, he's been hopping.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. And this is another thing.
I mean, but I'm just playing devil's advocate, you know.
Well, I'm not interested. You know why? Another thing. And if he wanted to spend more time with the family, I get it. Then why didn't he cut out all these PAs and Port Chuck rehearsals and shit?
Yep. I agree with Terry.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
And I understand I have no right to tell. Obviously, I have no right to. He can do what he wants. But I'm just saying for the show's benefit, I just can't get past he's leaving them at the worst time.
Exactly. And you know what I thought?
Very selfish. You feel that
well,
very
yeah,
selfish.
But... You know,
whether it's liaison or JCM, it's Mo. It's this one. It's that one.
Exactly. But you know, I was at my favorite place the other night, and people know what my favorite place is by now. And these two older women were talking about General Hospital. Okay, fine. I was eavesdropping. I was bored. I was losing. And so. They were talking about how good Zeiss is, blah, 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 and how great Zeiss is, you know, finally putting, you know, this, and I've been thinking about Sam, blah, blah, blah. And I go up to them, and I'm like, okay, Carly, why aren't you doing this to old people? Oh, because you are having a city week. I might as well put on two old ladies. And I go, you guys have the news, right? They go, what news? Steve Burton's leaving. Okay, I look like I killed Bill Cat. So, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, what people don't get, well, you know, older people and people that are not the internet and, yeah, don't know about this because none of the magazines have reported this yet.
I just hope
that day online, it's like wildfire. I mean, it was on ET online.
But I'm saying for older people, they don't know because some of them cannot get, you know, online. So I feel bad that I kind of, you know, ruined their day, but my week was ruined, so therefore I have ruined someone else's.
I just hope Cartini gives us something because there's no guarantee that either the show is going to be there, Steve could come back, Becky could be going, vice versa. So really, I'm looking at these next 2 months as our only liaison closure because there's no guarantee there's going to be a show or them to come back too.
I really wish Becky would leave with them, but not because I want her to leave the show, just because I want them to leave together.
We would know they'd be together in infamy somewhere.
Yeah. I just...
And you know what, I mean, I know it's going to be, you know, but you guys, I don't want the countdown. I don't want us to do the countdown. I'm sorry, I'm not for the countdown.
Well, I do it, but that's, you know, but like I said, I just hope Cartini gives us closure because we can't take for granted that there'll be time to do it, whether it be 4 months, 3 months, 2 months.
You know,
I'm so tired. I don't like the fan base wars. I really don't. But I am so tired of that fan base being catered to.
No.
And getting, you know, and I'm not saying that this episode is going to be anything great for them because even their fans are bitching. It's just a bone they're throwing to them. But, you know, where is the episode dedicated to the Liz and Jason camp? You know, why is it, oh, we're going to do this because for the people that were upset. Okay, what? They're the only fucking fan base that has ever
upset. And why should they be upset? Why do they need a what if? They lived it. They don't need a what if.
Yeah,
they lived before you.
Why are they constantly catering to, they act like they're Luke and Laura, they're Frisco and Felicia. No, they are not even in the same echelon as those couples.
They're not even Dante and Luna when I find Dante and Luna boring.
I don't get it.
My personal perspective on that, I don't know if it's to cater to them. I really think this is their last. I think this is their final nail so that they can move on without regrets. And then I'm hoping he's going to go after Mrs. Weber with no regrets and no what ifs. They're going to have their moment of reflection. She's going to go up John's ass and he's going to go chase after our gal. I hope.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I was thinking this the other day, you know, when the news came out. You know, for that first day, you know how I never watch The Substance until the weekend, but you guys know my fear of breaking news. And I was fast-forwarding in my brain. I'm like, okay, you know, this sucks because, like, I was getting so excited today when I saw the new promo come out. And
I haven't seen... can I interrupt you for 1 second? Can somebody tell me what this promo is? Because I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, it made me so excited.
What's happening?
It made me so excited. Sonny was in it, Jason and Liz, about Jerry and Owen, and Sonny goes, you know, too, Jerry, you went after my friends, you went after my family, therefore you should die. And Jack says, you know, not on the Jerry bandwagon. If anyone wants to find it, people, is at etonline.com, and I don't want any hate mail that I go on etonline.com for my info. It's my happy place, so no, give them Colby a hug.
Liz is in the promo?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, I'm excited, and, you know, I mean, I'm excited to watch the show again. I'm excited. I mean, you know, I mean.
Well,
I was
excited. I was excited.
I was until Tuesday.
That I love. I was.
I know.
The Jason that I love going after Elizabeth. Everything was about Elizabeth. And it reminds me a lot about the crypt, you know, when she was in the crypt.
Yes. I saw
and,
that too this week. It's true.
And,
you know what? Yeah, I remember when Jason went to Edward's office. The one person he would never go to. And Taggart.
He would never go to the police either, or anyone to Taggart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, that's what it's going to be bittersweet for me, to watch them run around town like a nut after her, knowing, okay, it's going to have some sort of ending. Of course, I'll watch it, but it's, like, bittersweet. Like, that's the best way to put it.
It's bittersweet. There's no other feelings for it.
Delayed? Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's awesome. It's exciting. It makes me jump and almost sprain my ankle. Oh, the next time I sprain my ankle, you guys, I'm not going to have to send me Gabriel calls because I'm like accident prone. Yeah.
But he found her today, right? He found her today?
No. Oh, thank you, Audrey, for my other announcement. Thank you. Okay, people. Since we he'll talk about, so before I forget, Monday being Labor Day, none of the fucking soaps are on. But even on my fucking Comcast said new episode for Z8. Carrie, didn't you tell me Z8 is a repeat?
Yep.
And B&B and Y&R and B&B is a repeat Monday and next Friday. And Days of Our Life will be a repeat on Monday, too. So, you guys.
When did GH move to what, 2 o'clock?
Next week, the 10th.
The 10th.
That's going to be one hell of a cliffhanger Friday, boy.
Yes.
That'll be when the baby comes back or whatever. Teo will be back or
I hope she at least wipes the dirt off it before she brings him back.
I think Amanda, Terry, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening. I'm resting my eyes right now. I'm tired.
Okay. 732, Amanda, you're back on mail.
Hey.
Sorry,
okay. I'm going in and out.
No, if you get electrocuted, I am going to feel really guilty, just so you know.
No, I just came back on because I was rewatching the promo, and I just wanted everybody that's not in the board that can click on the link to just listen if they can hear.
Okay.
I saw it. Awesome.
My enemy came there to destroy me. But when it comes to my city, my family, I will make sure this monster knows.
Wow, outdoors. They're doing it outdoors. That's pretty cool.
Is everybody here?
Yep.
Okay.
That was exciting. I'm sorry. I almost hit my ankle. I'm excited. This is going to be a great couple of weeks.
I'll tell you one thing. if we do get liaison, I thank the Lord above that Ron Calavati's pen's writing it, because if he does it, he'll do it magnificent. I do
exactly.
believe that.
Exactly, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he won't hackify it like...
I wonder if Calavati is his real name, because I just feel sorry for him if he got teased in school.
Well, that's
okay.
His last name. That's his last name, though. That's an Italian name.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see,
they're both Italian. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both very good looking, by the way.
I know. I will.
And another thing that he knows how to do is love scenes. If anybody's a fan of One Life to Live, the last several years.
Uh-huh.
Hot.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah. He knows how to do them good.
I don't know. It's just it's becoming too much like One Life to Live. I mean, it's not One Life to Live. It's General Hospital. There's
See, I don't think it's like One Life to Live at all.
Me either.
I don't think it's anything remotely like that.
It's nothing like One Life to Live.
No. It's totally.
It's not funny or campy like One Life to Live was, and it's not. I don't know. It's a whole different feel.
One Life to Live is more family oriented, and families much more than GH ever is now these days.
But I want to tell you guys this. I love Stella and Michael. I'm enjoying them. I'm enjoying Stella and Michael, and that is good. And in 19 minutes, whoever wants to go to Liaison Radio, she's having a Steve Burton tribute tonight. So whoever wants to call and can. Hey, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Sorry about that, but my computer battery died. I had to reboot and everything.
Yep. You just missed, we were talking about that exciting promo that got me almost spraining my ankle, because when I saw it, I was glued. I watched it like 5 times. I kept watching it.
Well, I've seen it too, and I think it looks amazing. I can't wait to see all of the on-location stuff that they did.
I cannot wait either. I mean, you know what? But by the way, people, just so you know, Carly is upset because come September 10th, they are putting Days of Our Life and the 8th on at the same time.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So Carly is not happy. And when Carly is not happy, the whole white world should be unhappy. So I think people should, YouTube my Seattle affiliate and tell them Daytime After Dark is mad over this. And, you know, he said, you know, people might listen to you guys. You know, I mean, I just think that I don't like it that they are doing it at the same time. And, you know, but, you know, Carrie and I always, and, well, Carrie has to work all weekend. What was I going to say? But, you know, I'm always looking forward to, you know, Monday, but this week we have to look forward to Tuesday. I'm not.
That's right. You're moving the show to Mondays, aren't you? Or is that Christy?
No, I'm not moving. I'm talking about, you know, the fact that this long weekend we don't get to see the 8th to Tuesday. I think we should do a sit-in and tell them no pushovers even on the holidays. Who's with me with the sit-in, people?
Yes. I'm with you.
You said Rush of Tuesday. That Rush of Tuesday, I want to enjoy my weekend. I work too hard. I want my weekend. I want Monday to be nice and slow.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. What was I going to say? Carrie dropped off. Carrie, why did you leave us? Carrie? So what did everyone think of the promo? Is everyone more excited now, or what did everyone think?
It has an old GH feel, like, you know, remember when they used to do all those outdoor scenes and down by the wharf, and it has that old time, that old. I don't like studios. I'm shooting in the studio anyways. It looks so fake. So I like it when they're outside. I like it when they're in a real environment.
Yeah, I do too. I just, you know, I cannot wait. And, you know, I know we have to wait until next week, which sucks. But just remember, you guys, YNL and B&B won't be seen Monday and next Friday either.
Friday too.
I've
forgotten. Like, are we getting GH on Monday?
No, we are not getting GH until Tuesday. All the subs are off on Monday, but on Friday, fucking golf or tennis is on CBS. Which I wrote CBS about Bravo today about that. So, yes.
The U.S. Open started last weekend, so that's on CBS.
Oh, okay, fine. It's the U.S. Open, okay.
Yeah.
Carrie, are you falling asleep on us? I mean, if you are, you can go. I mean, because I know you have to work.
I was actually falling asleep. I thought I was dreaming for a moment. So.
That is funny.
Long day at work. I've been up since like 8 o'clock. So, 9 o'clock, 9:30. So, yeah, I'll call you later.
Yeah, call me before you go to bed or whatever.
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Have a good weekend. Bye.
Okay, not to make everyone sad, but Candace, I love you, but now you made me cry. So the love is not there for a couple of minutes. But did you guys know today is the 15th anniversary to Princess Diana passing away?
Has it been that long already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Wow.
How long has it been?
15
it's been
years.
15 years.
Wow.
And, I mean, Kathy and I have talked about this before, and I feel like we were the only ones in America that were watching when Tom Cruise was on CNN talking about it. That was the only reason I stopped on CNN. And I'm like, why is Tom Cruise on CNN in all places?
Me too.
And,
Same with me.
And then it showed the tunnel or the inside, outside of the tunnel or whatever. And I just,
I have to say something about that because Diana was my idol. She's been my idol since I was a little girl.
Oh, I didn't say if I meant you sad, but...
No. But my thing when that whole thing happened was I got so disgusted with the celebrities because, yes, they have paparazzi that follow them, but they had no idea what that woman went through on an everyday
basis. Exactly, yep. Mm-hmm.
And them to glop on to that because it was the paparazzi, it made me sick. When Madonna herself, when Madonna had the nerve to compare herself to Diana, I was like, okay, I'm done with you, bitch. You're not even in the same class as that woman, so don't even pretend that you were anything like her, okay?
Right.
I just couldn't take it. I
agree with you. You know, I just, you know, I whenever I see Harry or William on TV, my heart just drops for them, not having a mom.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
you know,
when the Clintons were in office and the whole Monica Lewinsky thing happened, and Chelsea was 18. Now, I agree, they should not go after the kids because the kids have nothing to do with anything. But
yeah, true.
People magazine did this whole cover story of her, and I remember everybody was up in arms about, oh, my God, how could they do this to Chelsea? And she was 18 years old. She was an adult. But nobody ever said anything about them plastering William and Harry's faces all over every magazine after their mother died, and they were 15 and 13. And I'm
yeah.
like, put things into perspective mm-hmm. here, people. He mm-hmm. may be the king of England, but he's a 15-year-old boy who just lost his mom.
You know,
and you
what
have
I,
no problem making money off them. But
well, and you know what I...
Clinton on the cover of a magazine.
You know what I feel, and maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, when... Because everyone remembers watching the funeral. I mean, I stayed up all night
mm-hmm.
watching it. But what I thought was bad, and maybe it's just me, is you don't make, you know, Harry was, what, 10, 11?
He was 13.
13, but you don't
even
that. I have a problem with, you know, they had to walk behind the casket. I mean, for me, I thought, wait a moment. You know, let him grieve. I mean, I just thought putting him out there like that when he's going through hell was like, you know, stiff upper lip. I thought was like the wrong thing to do. And in my opinion, the Queen really took her old sweet time coming on TV and saying something.
Well, no, they could. They had to do. It had to be public. I mean, there was no way somebody
loved
was not going to have a public, you know. And it disgraced the royal family.
Just,
I mean, they had no precedence for this. They did not know.
I just thought making, you know, the boys walk behind, you know, with souls.
Well, they wanted to do that. They wanted to honor
okay.
her. They wanted
okay.
to do that.
Okay. I mean,
they
that's why I didn't know that. I didn't know it was honoring their mom. I thought it was the first thing, and
No. They
mm-hmm.
that
okay.
they wanted to. The agreement was when the cameras could be in the church, but they were not allowed. When they were in the church, like they could have them on them outside when they were walking behind the
yeah.
casket, but they could not put a camera on the family when they were in the
See,
church.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
and yeah, that was the agreement. They were not allowed
okay,
to film
see,
them while
I mean,
were
yeah, because I, you know, I mean, I just thought this kid was so young, so raw. It happened. It came out of nowhere. No closure for these kids, and I don't know if it was me.
I think Harry's the one that suffered the most because he's the one that's the wildest, and he's, you know,
oh, yeah.
William couldn't be wild because of his position, and he was
well,
they,
yeah,
they,
yeah,
there was
but
a different
I think,
raising. They he was raised differently, but William, my heart just goes out to Harry. I mean, he's
yeah, mine too. Because you know, I mean, I'm not saying the Queen is an awful person, blah blah blah. My problem with her is, you know, everyone knew that she hated Diana, blah blah blah. But to go on national TV and pretend that, you know, you are really upset, you know, for me,
well,
I'm like, okay.
I'm a royal buff, so she did not hate Diana.
Yeah.
She did not hate Diana.
Oh, okay.
This is a misconception. She did not hate Diana. What, you've got to remember, this is a woman who was, Elizabeth was never supposed to be queen, okay?
Oh, okay.
Her uncle... You have to go back in history. Her uncle abdicated when he wanted to marry an American divorcee. He fell in love with an American divorcee. He wanted to marry her. They were the country because he was the king is the head of the Church of England. He could marry her, but she would not be viewed. They would not allow her to be queen. He was not willing to do that, so he abdicated. So. His brother, Elizabeth's father, had to become king. He never wanted, you need to watch the King's Speech, it's all in this. So anyways, he became very shy man, never wanted to be king. He was never supposed to be king. He became king, and Elizabeth then became queen, was then in line to become queen. So her free, easygoing life completely changed. It all became about being royal, okay? Diana represented, it's not that she disliked her, they disliked what the image that Diana was presenting to the world, being
what am I trying to say? She was a strong woman. She wasn't willing to just go with the status quo, and they didn't like that. She became extremely popular. They didn't like that either. So it wasn't that they didn't like Diana per se. It was that they didn't like, well, I guess you could say they didn't like her, but they didn't hate her. She was the mother of the grandchildren. You can't hate the mother of the grandchildren, you know. I mean, they know that her children loved her, and so she wasn't their favorite person, but neither is Fergie. And you see what Fergie has done. Diana was just not willing to be up with it anymore. I mean, she wanted to cancel the wedding, but they couldn't do it. Their fists were on the plates. You know, this was all going. We didn't know all this. We thought it was a fairy tale. You know, but he was still seeing Camilla Parker Bowles. She was always part of that marriage. Diana truly fell in love with Charles. She loved him till the day she died. She would not have divorced him. It had been that he loved her too. But he was in love with another woman. And Diana's heart was completely broken. And the poor woman, what she had to suffer through in life, I mean, she had the press and everything else, you know, it's very tragic. It's a very tragic story. That's why I love Kate and William, because Kate and William are so perfectly matched for each other. And that's a true love match.
Yeah, they
went together for so long. And
I think if Diana was alive today, she would approve of Kate.
They would be really good friends. I have no doubt about that. They would be really good friends.
And what I love about Kate is, you know, she knows why I mean right now that he's going through a hard time, and she stands back and spends time with him. And you know, I just think she's a really good fit into that crazy little family.
And people saying that Diana was married Dottie, whatever his name was, because he gave her the ring, she was not going to marry him.
No.
Actually, there was another man that she had fallen in love with. He was also Muslim. He was a doctor. And he broke up with her because he didn't want she was just so famous that he couldn't deal with it. So the whole Dodie thing, they were never going to get married. It was never a match or anything like that. So.
And, you know, I just think, I mean, I feel bad for the kids. You know, I mean, every year on her anniversary, I'm sure it doesn't get easier.
It gets easier, but it never goes away. I mean, she's always with them. She's always with them. Everything they do, all their charity work, that is all their mother.
Where is she buried? Is she buried at a secret location?
She's buried, which is kind of ironic, this whole thing. Because another one of my idols is Jackie Kennedy, and we were talking about this one time, and I said, isn't it ironic that the most private of famous women, Jackie Kennedy, is buried in one of the most public of cemeteries, Arlington National Cemetery. One of the most outgoing women who loved people, Princess Diana, is buried on her family, the Spencer, it's like a little island on their estate. You can't actually go to the grave. You can see it. You can go, you can take tours and you can see the island, but you can't actually go to the grave. So, it was definitely a mistake to, they could have buried her somewhere much more.
Exactly. Oh, okay, you guys, two more minutes to the Liaison Radio show.
I can go on about Diana all night. I know all the crap. So I mean,
cool. Well, maybe we should have a Diana night. And no, you know what? It was gonna be funny. William, hey, if you want to come on my show, go ahead.
Well,
Well, hers Facebook is down, shut down. You know, if I would have known he had Facebook, you know, we could have sent him an invite. But, you know, they shut it down. He's partying too much.
Damn!
He's 27 years old. He's young. He's not,
yes.
You know, let him have fun.
Yeah,
I mean, he had to have been drunk. Of course he was drunk. And, you know, I know he's a prince, but, I mean,
let's be realistic. He's a guy. Guys get drunk. My brothers are not perfect, you know?
Of course, nowadays, everybody has a camera phone, you know, camera on
right.
their phone. But, you know, I mean, it's like, I just laugh through the whole thing. I'm like, that's Harry. That's who he is, you know?
I was like this. I was like, party, party, party. I was like, there's nothing wrong. He is almost 30 years old. He's allowed to have fun. Like, he can't be strict
yeah,
all the time.
You know,
I just don't like that.
Well, I feel sorry for him because he was partying in Vegas. I mean, come on, people. Oh, and by the way, you guys, we are off air in 3 minutes, but call in for another one of the show next Friday. We will be talking about how I can kill Sam, number one. Number two, how I'm going to be making fun of Kelly Monaco on Dancing with the Stars. Number three, how I can get Bradford back on the show.
Oh.
And maybe kidnap him to Seattle.
What we didn't talk about was the I'm wondering how long it'll be this until speculation starts that Kelly will be leaving the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Who's all going over to Late on Radio tonight? Anyone or what? I love Steve. I will probably see you over there.
All right.
Candace, you need to call me this weekend. Tell Ryan that I love him.
Okay, I will. Hey, Ryan.
Oh, good.
Psych, just playing.
You are even a bitch.
Thank you, Candace. For that, Kathy
has to hit you.
Oh, I can't hit Candace.
Why not?
I see Steve in 6 weeks. Carly, I see Steve Burton in 6 weeks. Do you really want to hit me?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And I can't hit Candace.
Oh, are you going to a PA? Is he having a PA or something?
Yeah, he's going to have his meet and greet in Baltimore in like 6 weeks. And the only reason I know it's 6 weeks is because as of today, it's 5 weeks until my vacation.
Woo! Candace, did you pay your rent? I don't know why I worry about you.
I'm paying my rent this coming week.
Okay,
yeah,
fine. I worry about you, okay? You are like a little sister I never had. So, a little sister that is getting married before I am. But I will let that go.
Oh, my God.
What?
Can we not say, you forget that he listened to the show the other time.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was being a little evil. Okay, Audrey, yeah, we had it. Audrey, you have to call me this weekend.
Okay.
Yes, are you working this weekend?
No, I'm off this weekend. I wouldn't be on this phone tonight if I were working tomorrow. I'm already so tired.
Remember, you guys, that the Rand Room is tomorrow night. But, yeah, remember that. So I guess we are ending, but I hope everyone has a good week. And Kathy, I will probably call you after the long radio. Will you be up?
I'm going to be up for a while.
Okay.
Be up for a while, I think. I'm not going to bed yet.
Okay, I will call you when I'm done.
Okay, see you later.
Night,
bye-bye.
Guys. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.